Teresa, I do not hear you. Wesley Bethune, KPFT. Wesley, I do not hear you. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFT. She's not really a member yet. Michael Novick, Michael Novick is no longer a member, is he? Yes, he is. Michael Novick, KPFK. Yes, he's a member. And Venetia Patel Adams, KPFT.
I'm here.
Venetia's here. One. Okay. Ron Pinchback, WPFW. Ron, I do not hear you. Eric Ramey, WPFW.
Present.
Eric's present. John Riley, WBAI. John, I do not hear you. Shereen Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Shereen, present. Nancy Saibar and Adi Tomi, KPFT. I'm present. Fernando Velasquez, KPFK. I do not hear you, Fernando. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
KPFA. Oh, thank you. Tom is present. Louis Wolf, WPFW. Louis, I do not hear you. Carol Wolfley, KPFA.
Present.
Carol is present. Lisa Wong, KPFK. Lisa, I do not hear you. Oh, we see we have...
And you didn't call Jim Brown.
Yeah, Jim, you're not on programming. you're welcome to stay. Oh, you're in
point of order.
I'm sorry. Yes? You're not on the list.
Point of order.
Yes? Yes?
Okay, what happens at the end of the year? Somebody needs to mute. #1 is how you mute and unmute. Jim Brown was a member of this committee last year from the PNB.
No.
At one point, don't do that again.
Okay.
At one point, there were no names shown at all on the programming committee list. So it's being refreshed. I don't know that all names are current because I don't think that all LSBs have had their elections, and I know that the PNB has not had its election. So Mr. Brown was on this committee last year, and he continues on this committee. Whether or not he's shown on that list of kpftx.org, he was on this committee last year. We have motions to that effect. So
no.
Sabrina was on as a delegate. She's on tonight as a guest because she changed status. Between last year, when she was on as a delegate, she's been replaced as a delegate. But you know, as a director, now she's entitled to be on any call she wants to be on anyway. So she's here as a guest. She doesn't count towards quorum. Jim does.
Thank you, Serene. Thank you.
This is Nancy. KPFT, the secretary. I really don't think Jim was a member of this committee.
I think we've established that he was. I mean, the fact that you don't think he is beside the point.
It's not there from last year.
I know.
Not on
this is Jim.
Yes, Jim.
This is Jim. Jim, I know that I served on this committee last year.
Point of information, Otis, can you verify if Jim Brown was on the list last year?
My inclination to say is that if Jim says he was on the committee, he was, because I don't always get notified.
Thank you. So I move that we consider for this meeting Jim Brown on this meeting until WBAI is able to do their new elections for the committee. Carol Wolfley.
Sabrina Jacobs. I can't say anything. Sorry.
That's a motion.
No, you can speak.
I think we've established that he's on the committee. If that's
okay, folks are going to have to.
I'm about to jump off. I really can't do this.
Wait, Eric, hang on a second. Folks need to ask Nancy for the floor. And they need to use their names because we don't all know each other's voices. This is certain, by the way.
Say your
station. I suggest we proceed in that manner.
The website. And so this time when we come back, we really need...
This is, to the stack or whatever. Eric from PSW.
Eric, yes? Eric, yeah.
Is it established that we have quorum? I mean, because we...
We lack one more.
Say that again.
We have seven members, but Jim. We have six people. We need a seventh person for quorum, and Jim is saying that he is on the programming committee, but I don't have him there. I mean,
we've established that he's on. I mean,
That's not true. Election audit, yes, not programming.
This is Serene. I'd like to propose that we find a date for the next meeting.
Yeah, let's, please.
That's a good idea.
Just send me an email when you've established it. Send me an email. I'm dropping off. This is
well, we'd like to choose a date that works for you. You want to stick around a minute?
Yes.
Sure.
Anybody can go to kpftx.org. My connection is often quite slow.
Okay. I have a suggestion that we go for next.
Okay.
This is Carol Wolfley, March 8th.
Is that a Wednesday?
No,
yeah.
That's a Women's Day. There's already a bunch of special stuff happening. And three LSB meetings.
Three LSB meetings on March 8th.
This is Serene.
I don't know whether they sent another supplement 24th.
So, this is Patel Adams. I'm looking at the calendar.
Okay, someone has background noise.
It's the one we...
Oh, thank you. Oh, good. Okay. The second Wednesday is always the East Coast and the South Coast board meetings. What other good day does people like?
What about the 9th? And that will be, those are LSB meetings?
The PNB.
The 9th is the Pacifica National.
Are you looking at kpftx.org?
This is Patel Adams. I'm looking at the calendar.
Yes.
So, Friday. Well, that's too soon. Friday the 10th is open, Monday the 13th, and Tuesday the 14th.
I'd like to recommend the 14th. Can people do... Nancy, may I have the floor?
Yes.
This is
yes.
Robert.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tuesday the 14th.
That seems like a long ways off. What about the... Let's see, we've got...
That's the next thing. So the next thing
I'm sorry,
is
I don't
Friday.
Know who's speaking. Eric is asking for the floor, though, Nancy.
Okay, Eric, you have the floor.
I want to go with whatever date we can, provided that we can agree or come to a consensus that Ron Pinchback and Lewis Wolf are not needed for quorum.
Well, they have not been replaced, so they're still on the thing.
Ron Pinchback has made it clear. He's mentioned to me, I'm with PFW, I'm on the board. He mentioned that to me two meetings ago. Lewis Wolf has not been on a call since slavery. It's clear it's clear Ron is not coming back. It's clear Lewis Wolf is not going to be on.
Okay.
I've relayed that at least twice.
Okay. Look, I need something in writing, like an email, and I emailed Ron to please email me or the committee.
Oh, okay, it's clear he's not going to email you. That's readily apparent. It's not going to happen.
Serene would like to join the staff, please.
Serene, have the floor.
Okay. I propose that we meet on Tuesday, May 14th.
How is everybody's Tuesday? That's the second Tuesday. It's open.
Request for information here.
Yes.
Are we going to go through the same? We're literally going to be in the same predicament.
No.
Is it not clear we will be in the same exact predicament?
It is hopeful. Okay. When your LSB meets next week, hopefully they'll have elections and this will become a moot point.
Okay. And also, I have sent a warning letter to Mr. Lewis Wolf. If he doesn't show up tonight, then he's removed after tonight. We have to wait until tonight, and he's officially out. And Teresa Allen, I sent the same thing to her, too.
Okay, if we have to wait till tonight, I'm sorry, a point of order or whatever. This is tonight. He's not on.
No, you have to wait until the end of the meeting. Because sometimes they come late, and they join late.
Okay, this is it. I move that we... call this meeting to an end and reconvene in roughly 90 seconds.
No, stop. Let's just vote on the 14th and everybody can go have the rest of their night.
No, I mean just to clear up this situation.
No,
I'm talking.
There's some fights that are not worth having.
Yeah, and this one is wearing me out. I'm going to drop off the call. Just send me an email when you
can
have
Can you
the
do the 14th?
Can you
I can,
do the 14th?
Yes. I can.
Oh, good.
Affirmative.
Okay.
Is there any... Madam Chair, could you ask if there's an objection to the 14th?
Yeah, is there? The only thing available is 13th, that's Monday before, second Monday, or Friday. Friday the 3rd, Friday the...
No, come on, not Fridays, people. Come on, come on.
That's not going to happen.
Is there a problem with the 14th, please?
Let's go with the 14th.
The 14th is problematic unless we resolve this thing about the status of Lewis Wolf and Ron
Everybody doesn't have to say yes, as long as nobody says no. If they say no, then we take it to a vote. No, wait, stop. We're not going down that road. We know that Lou is not on the committee because he's had more than 3 unexcused absences. Whether he's been getting proper notice or not, I can't take that up. We can't resolve that tonight. We don't have to discuss that anymore. It's the end of the year. There are going to be new elections. Y'all can raise that during elections locally, but it doesn't matter tonight.
Okay, but let me. This is Eric again. We won't meet until after the 14th. We wouldn't have that.
You're meeting on the 8th, a week from tonight.
Okay.
Your board meeting is on the 8th. KPFT, WPFW, WBAI is not listed, Serene, on the 8th.
Let's all work on it in the meantime. And I would like go ahead and propose that we identify the 14th as the day of the meeting.
Okay, Nancy, there's been no objection. Could you just say...
So, look, I don't have privileges
I'll post it. That's not a problem.
Serene, you can post it on the 14th, March 14th. Okay, thank you very much. And so, since this is a non-quorum meeting, it's not an absent. I mean, like, so please, Eric...
I believe we're...
Your board to replace Mr. Wolf.
I'll help you work on that. But can we call this session to a loving end, please?
Oh yes.
So moved and.
Yes, and I just want to say that I will be staying on the call afterwards for a minute after, for informal conversation.
Well, informal conversation costs money, Carol.
These calls are not free to our listeners. They pay for the calls, and have no meeting. So I'm not quite sure that that's the best use of listener funds, but, you know, hey.
Okay, the next meeting is May 14th. Do I have March right?
March 14th.
Got it.
In 13 days. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
So with the permission, if nobody objects, I will send you the list. Everybody knows everybody's email, okay?
Nancy, I'm sorry. Point of order.
Yes? Can't do that.
Don't send anybody anything. I will help you work on the list, but it will be moot because elections must surely be happening soon everywhere locally. Some boards have, A has apparently gotten to it, K has gotten to it. Hopefully, you know. As you just pointed out to me, they haven't even bothered to post our meeting notice, but maybe they're canceling it again. They canceled the last one.
This is for PFW. Can I speak briefly? PFW already has its slate of members. We did not need to have election. We had fewer candidates than we did. We have our reps.
Who are they?
Right, but no. The secretary needs to send that to the PNB secretary.
Okay, we'll take care of that.
I'm sure she will. She's great once she knows where to direct the stuff.
Nancy, I would appreciate if you want to send out information because I think it would help us to plan and to work on this before the next meeting. So I think it's good for us to be cooperating and to organizing this to prepare for the upcoming meeting so we have more clarity. So I appreciate that effort.
Carol, may I respond to that?
Objection.
May I respond to that?
I'd like to hear what Nancy has to say first, Serene.
Oh, I thought she did. Okay. She said there was an objection.
I'm
the person who objected, I was going to explain. But you can wait for her to repeat it.
No, I'm just repeating myself. That I thought it might help for the next time that we need to know everybody's contact information. And so if we get stuck like this, we can split up in division of the telephone numbers and call a quick. Anyway, what is your objection, Serene? Is it like private information going out unnecessarily?
Well, one, the committee is in flux. So some of the names that you're sending out now might be completely irrelevant
you know, by the time we meet. So
I have a request for information.
Somebody's going to let me finish.
No, you're going to let me finish.
Just a minute, Eric.
Okay.
Just a minute. So there's no point in sending out a bunch of names when we are not certain of the committee composition. I think it is reasonable for boards to get on with that. It is, after all, only March, and we knew it had to be done. So hopefully, you know, the three boards that have apparently not yet addressed it will address it.
Well, as a new...
Carol
Wesley for the staff.
But I'm still speaking.
I'm sorry. Serena, were you finished?
So I don't see the sense of sending out a bunch of names and email addresses just because you have them, because we don't know that those people are going to be on the committee. All of that is going to be straightened out before we meet on the 14th. And if people want to drown themselves in 12 emails back and forth on the same topic every day, that's good.
This is Eric. Unless I'm needed, I'm dropping off immediately. Unless I'm needed, I'm dropping off. Am I needed on here?
Over. I don't even know why we're here.
Yes, okay. I'm going to say goodnight. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
Carol Wolfley, for the stack.
Okay, just a minute. In the meanwhile, if Akio Tanaka has the list and can give it to me, the people who have been elected, does anybody object to me sending those people who have been elected the contact information?
Well,
I don't understand why you feel
Carol Wolfley for the stack
information.
Carol Wolfley for the stack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Yeah, so I appreciate wanting to keep things orderly, and I appreciate wanting to keep it simple, like what Serena's saying. At the same time, as a new member to the committee, I think it's helpful to be able to have conversations, to get oriented, to be prepared so that when we do have our meetings, we have continuity. So I think that it's a wonderful idea what Nancy's suggesting, and I can contact Aki and ask him, you know, to share the information, and I think it's good for us to share the previous members, because I would like to hear what projects you all are working on. Nancy was really very helpful in talking about some of the past program committee issues, and I think in this transition, it helps to have communication. So,
is there any objection if, in the meanwhile, I just send the old minutes? And some of them have not been approved yet, but it's okay, draft minutes, to these new members who have been elected so they can see what we've been doing and they have time to read it or interest. There's no objection to that, is there?
Yes, and I would say send the email address, because you all who have been on before have the names and emails of each other, so it's helpful for us in transition to also have access to full communication of the group.
Well, actually, only in this case, only the secretary. I just got it. Otis gave it to me. But we have who's okay. Anyway, I better call this meeting to adjourn, because we're charging the foundation more money, and we're really not going to get that much done. But I will. I'll proceed by email. Okay. I'll talk to you by email, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye.
Okay. I don't know.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Otis. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, Otis.
Are you still there, Carol? Carol?